A reading from St. Mark, the 6th chapter. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him." But others said, "He is Elijah." And others said, "He's a prophet, like one of the prophets of old." But when Herod heard of it, he said, "John, whom I beheaded, has been raised." For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." And he vowed to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "For what should I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So what do? When you chop off a man's head and you still can't shut him up? That was poor Herod's dilemma. He was convinced that Jesus was John come back from the dead. And well, he might think that when he learned what Jesus was up to, and especially when he heard that same word, "Repent," come roaring from his mouth. Did Herod still hear John preaching to him in his sleep? The word John preached, after all, is living and active. It's an eternal word. It doesn't and it can't die just because the one who was speaking it is no longer breathing. It gave John a life that never ends. And that word goes on forever. He keeps speaking. Luther shockingly wrote about it in the Schmalkald Articles. He says, "But here comes," present tense note, "here comes the fiery angel of St. John, the true preacher of repentance. With one bolt of lightning, he hurls both together and says, 'Repent!'" Now, one group imagines why we have repented, and the other says, "Well, we need no repentance." And John says, "Repent, both of you, you false penitents and you false saints. Both of you need the forgiveness of sins, and neither of you know what sin really is, much less your duty to repent of it and shun it. For none of you is good. You are full of unbelief, stupidity, and ignorance of God and God's will. But he is present here, of whose fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Without him, no one is righteous before God. Therefore, if you want to repent, repent rightly. Your works of penance will accomplish nothing. As for you hypocrites, who do not need repentance? You serpent's brood, who's assured you that you would escape the wrath to come and other judgments? See, beheaded or not, here comes St. John, the fiery angel, that is the messenger of the Lord. Like Abel of old, being dead, yet he speaketh. The word of the Lord endures forever. So people loved by God, to the world, it is absolutely the strangest thing that we Christians should assemble today and hold a holy feast in honor of the martyrdom of that greatest born of women, St. John the Baptist. And the world's like, wait a minute, you're actually celebrating his beheading? And we answer, oh, yes, indeed. And we triumph in it, and we joy because of it. Despite Herodias and her scheming, despite her daughter's salacious dancing, despite the lecherous old king's insatiable lusts, despite his foolish and rash promise, despite the horrible injustice done to the Baptist, despite it all, we are celebrating, people loved by God, that John's voice lives. It rings still, because what John spoke was the word that does not and cannot perish ever. You remember when they were all perplexed about who he was and what he was up to, and they sent, who are you? And you remember what he said? Words from Isaiah 40. Me? I'm a voice sounding in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. And what else does Isaiah 40 say? How about this? Cry out. And I said, what am I supposed to cry out? All flesh is grass. All its glory is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass, to which Yahweh responds, the grass withers. The flower does indeed fade. But the word of the Lord endures forever. So get up on the high mountain, Jerusalem, herald of glad tidings. Lift up your voice. Be not afraid. Lift it up. Proclaim to the cities of Judah. Say, behold, your God. The word of the Lord that endures forever was in John's mouth. And so he prepares you to welcome the Lord, just as the Small Called articles put it so well, by calling you to repent. And we all get lumped into that. None of us get excused. Repent. That's John's great stop. Quit the excuses already and turn around. But then, John says, behold. Now, in Isaiah 40, it's behold your God. But John, he takes a slightly different twist on it. He says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John jumped from chapter 40 to chapter 53, picking up all the servant songs along the way. And so it's not just that John's voice goes on in Herod's ear and head and heart and makes him think that Jesus is John resurrected. It's not even that every Advent the Baptist makes his entrance as he had for the last 2,000 years and summons us all to repentance. It's rather that in every divine service, twice, we get to take the words that endure forever on our lips, words of John. In the Gloria, Lord God, Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. In the Agnus Dei, O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world. Words from the mouth of John, living, abiding words, speaking still on your lips and in your heart. Words that are going to stand when absolutely everything else fails you, even if you have to lose your head. Words that will endure forever And when those words hold you, you endure forever. When John in prison sent his disciples to Jesus, Jesus bore witness to how Isaiah was coming to life in front of their eyes. The blind see, the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. The dead are raised up. Did John hold on to that when the grim soldier walked in, unsheathed, sword in hand? John surely already knew it would end badly. You do remember what he said. He foretold that he was the lamb. And you remember what they did to lambs, right? And he knew he was forerunner, going the same way that his Lord would go. But the one who came after him is the Lord who raises the dead. Yes, John held tight to the words that endure. And so we rejoice that John lives. After all, whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And we might add, and will never shut up. As the psalm had it, my mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. As the sword flashes, the blood pours, the head rolls, put on its grisly platter, parade it to that wretched girl and her mother. John goes on speaking. All the years that are left in this world, he goes on speaking until this age is concluded. And you then shall join him in rejoicing in the presence of the Lamb to whom he bore witness, whose blood blotted out all your sin with all the world's, whose resurrection dealt death its mortal blow, and whose words give exactly what they promise. Words of eternal life. On John's lips, on yours, in your heart, forever. And so you, forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.